Well, we're back, and I don't know about you guys, but I am rather enjoying the raw format of this show right now. I'm going to tell you, I don't have any notes, so I don't know what the hell I'm going to talk about. But we're going to get into it right after this.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Can you believe it?
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. It's Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the socials. Make sure to check out the BetUS College Football Show, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, I do a show with Scott from Spank Odds. You can check that out on Mondays on his Twitter feed. That is at Vegas Horse Pools. And I do Three Dog Thursday most of the time with TJ. TJ Reeves, the Tampa Bay Bucks sideline reporter, the BetUS college basketball guy, the BetUS boxing guy. We have a good time. Tampa radio legend, TJ Reeves. That's what I'm talking about. Check out the Three Dog Thursday podcast. It came out yesterday. We had a good time. Talking about underdogs for this weekend. That's right. That's right. All right, I put out a lot of content on the YouTube page today. I have been talking a lot. I should have gotten some notes together for this show, but I did not. If you have not already, check out bettingcfb.com. If you want to be a member, you can do that. $5 per month, $50 per year. And yes, we do all kinds of off-season content. I will be continuing on because I rather enjoy this. And if I can do this in a format that is not so professional, that is a little more raw, a little more scaled back, to where I can just talk and not have to be in front of a camera, and it doesn't have to be presented specifically, and I can say words like shit every now and then I'm okay. And that's basically what we're going to do here. It's going to be a good time. And that's exactly what bettingcfb.com is going to be, because over there I can write. It doesn't necessarily have to be in blog format. It can just be like a really long tweet. It can be whatever, but it's only for members. I'm only going to tell you guys that stuff. I'm not going to put it out for the entire world. Just the guys that, you know, appreciate what I'm doing. Because I've been at this for a while. Started the podcast in 2016. It's been a long time. Been a very long time. So, yeah, BetUS show went well this week. Make sure and go and check out those previews. Did not pick well with the Colorado game. I started talking myself into that Colorado offense too much, and I thought that the defense was going to be somewhat improved, but my God, last night, watching North Dakota State just gobble up yards on that defensive line. Just a disaster. And the late game management and what, I mean, whew, Colorado's going to have a rough year. Like, if it took them that to get through North Dakota State, like, just wait. Just wait. I mean, you got to deal with Kansas State here in a few weeks. There are all sorts of teams in the Big 12 that are going to give them problems. Big problems. Big news came out today, of course, North Carolina's quarterback Max Johnson, who was, you know, neck and neck for that starting job. Not so certain that he's ever going to play football again. The injury, like, I'm certain he could come back from the injury. But my gosh, like, what is he, sixth-year quarterback? Like, Max has been doing this for a little while. Does he want to keep, like, especially an injury this late? You know, it's early in the season. It's game one. It was the first half of, or second half of game one, whatever it was. Yeesh. North Carolina, good things happen when they run the ball. And they did not want to run the ball. So I don't know what that was about. Their EPA, when they were trying to pass, was atrocious. Like, as talented as that team is, the fact that they cannot get out of their own way is so irritating. Omarion Hampton is an absolute stud for that team. Minnesota still got problems. A lot of people wanted Max Brosmer at quarterback. You know, came over from New Hampshire. And he had a lot of options. He chose Minnesota. But man, I mean, maybe that PJ Fleck offense is not good. I mean, it's really wild what he was able to accomplish with Tanner Morgan at quarterback back in, like, what was it, 2019? I think they went 10-2 that year. It's like the stars had to align for Minnesota. And just like they were able to sneak out a win last year in the season opener against Nebraska, you know, last second field goal, had a turnover late, blah, 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 blah. Well, it looked like they were going to pull the same crap again. And this time they missed the field goal. So two missed field goals, and Minnesota ends the night by setting off fireworks when their guy missed a 47-yarder. Why are you playing for a 47-yarder anyway? I mean, just what are we doing? By the time I release this, the play will have already been gone because the game will have already started. I gave out Elon plus 24 today against Duke. So I'm kind of interested in that one. We're going to see what happens. I don't have a lot of stuff going on Friday night. I did play a little bit of Stanford plus 10, but not like, not crazy. Not crazy. Not sure exactly what I felt about that. But so, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, the first week of college football is always so taxing because I'm trying to get everything together that I have forgotten about in the off season. But boy, do we put out a lot of content on Winning Cures Everything. And I say we, and I always say we because it used to be a team, and right now it's just me. But it was myself and Chris. And at least with Chris, I had somebody going back and forth with me. Right now, it's just me. So I'm doing all the talking, all the editing, all the publishing, all the everything, right? But I do enjoy this. Like right now, I'm talking to you on my drive home. It's a good time. I'm having a very good time. The games this weekend, like typically I do a viewing menu and all that kind of stuff. I feel like so many people are doing that. I don't know if I'm going to continue it going forward. A lot of FCS games. There were only 37 lined FBS versus FBS games. That is not a lot. So next week, going to be significantly more. I'm curious. Don't want to overreact too much to week one, but we are going to see some, you know, there's going to be some hate for NC State. If that thing gets over 7, I will certainly play it next week because I don't think that they really cared about that game against Western Carolina. But, I mean, that was like a 21-17 game in the second half. Western Carolina was up. So maybe this Grayson McCall experience isn't quite going like they thought it would. And honestly, like I thought it would. So I'm interested in what North Carolina State is going to do next week. But I'm really interested to see where the lines are. I think next week, starting on Thursdays, we're going to start doing Guess the Line for like, you know, 10 or 15 of the biggest games of the weekend. And we're just going to guess. And we're going to see where these things come out on Sunday, and we'll test it out. We'll see what exactly is happening with that. But I'm excited about all of this, because it's a fantastic time. I mean, this is what we live for, right? I talk college football year-round on this show, and I could not be more ecstatic about the fact that we are getting a full slate of games. One of my TVs is going to have to be on the WWE stuff for the six-year-old. But I'm okay with that. Like, it's starting early. Toss that thing up on one of the TVs while football is on all the other ones. Make sure Clemson, Georgia's on the main TV. Penn State, West Virginia on the other. It's going to be a good time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I am curious what Michigan looks like. They come out with their hair on fire. I get so many questions about this because they're playing Fresno. You know, last time we saw Fresno with an interim coach, Tim Skipper was the coach in the bowl game, and they absolutely shellacked New Mexico State. But there is a chasm. I mean, you want to talk about a difference in two programs. New Mexico State and Michigan, that's a lot different. Mikey Keene is the quarterback of Fresno. I'm pumped about seeing what he can do. But yeah, I think there could be a couple of different ways that Michigan will react to everything that's going on around the program. At some point, it feels like all the drama and all the outside mess just has to take you down at some point, because you can play with a chip on your shoulder for a long time, but you can't do it forever, because the weight of that thing will eventually take you down. And, you know, Michigan's got Texas coming up next week. What are they excited about this game? Is there a chance Fresno could come out and hit a couple of explosives? I mean, I doubt it, because that Michigan defense is still, you know, potentially one of the best in the country. Of course, we said, I say we, a lot of people had me believing in Florida State's defensive line, but you never know what they're going to look like until they line up. There is a lot of experience, a lot of talent on that Michigan program. I want to see Alabama tomorrow night. I want to see what they look like against Western Kentucky. What does the offense look like? I would imagine it's going to be super vanilla until they get to Wisconsin. But they might have to open up the playbook next week against South Florida. And, you know, you want to make sure you got some reps in. I think we'll see plenty of backups and all that, but I think they can run through Western Kentucky. Next week against South Florida, remember that was a 13-3 game against South Florida last year? It was 7-3 until late in the fourth quarter. You just let somebody hang around. You just let them hang around forever and ever, and it can bite you. Luckily, it didn't for Tide fans. But yeah, South Florida next week, and then at Wisconsin in week three, got a bye week, and then Georgia. So it's not like they're going to have to wait around too long. Not going to wait too long. I thoroughly enjoy college football podcasts, right? And I'm doing one right here. I think next week at some point I am going to put out my list of my favorite college football podcasts right now. There are a lot that I enjoy listening to, but I've got a top 10, I think, and I'm probably going to put it out on the website, and I'll record a podcast version of it for you guys so that you'll know, I support all these other ones. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. All right, let's go on and get out of here. We'll make this thing not too long, but I did want to put something out because I miss you guys. I miss talking to you. So hopefully you all have wonderful weekends. I hope all of your bets hit. Don't forget, sign up at bettingcfb.com. You'll get my plays over there. I give those things out. I also give out stuff on the BetUS College Football Show. You can check the links over there for that as well. So, all right, with that said, let's do this thing. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter, @GaryWCE. And the show is @WinningCures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.